Well, when you think of theater, you probably think of live, flesh-and-blood actors on stage. But Toronto is also lucky to have theater companies that tell provocative stories using puppets. One of them is the award-winning Puppet Mongers. They've joined with the equally theatrical company, The Night Kitchen, to produce their most challenging work. It's called Hard Times by Charles Dickens. So do puppets add a different dimension to the storytelling? Does this story have more resonance when performed by puppets? Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, is here to answer those questions and more. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Robin.
Now, for those of us, myself included, who have not read Hard Times by Dickens, what's the story?
Hard Times, I haven't read it either, was written by Dickens in 1854. Dickens chronicles the hard times of the coming of the industrial age, when making money was everything and people were considered numbers or objects and certainly not human. When, if a man was fired from one job, no one in the town would hire him after that, and the man would have to go to another town to find work. The story is also about Louisa Gradgrind, whose tyrannical schoolteacher father thought that only facts were important and certainly not emotions or imagination. He thought nothing of marrying her off to a loudmouth industrialist named Josiah Bounderbury, and she complied without argument. She eventually realized how damaging her father's ideas were. This being Dickens, he paints a bleak picture, but it's full of vibrant characters.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read it, but it sounds Dickensian,
right? I mean,
right?
The names are just so evocative. Terrific.
So with the story then, how does it meld with puppets?
First comes the idea. Chris Earle, who adapted and directed Hard Times, got the idea from the Mike Harris years in which all non-essential funding was cut. So the arts? Forget it. Earle thought that attitude was Dickensian, which got him thinking about Hard Times by Dickens. And since people were treated like objects in the story, who better to tell the story than puppets? So puppet mongers, composed of brother and sister David and Anne Powell, built the puppets, the various masks that are used to tell the story, and the impressive set. David and Anne Powell also manipulate the puppets, and another actor was engaged to work with them, the gifted N.N. Rajaram. So the characters from the book are there, but they are played by various puppets or the actors wearing masks.
Well, it sounds, from what you're saying, like this is a huge project.
It really is. It certainly is for puppet mongers. I think it's the largest project they've been involved in. They usually write and perform their own stories, which are, you know, fairy tales with a gentle bite. So Hard Times is a real leap forward involving a lot of puppets, masks, and a huge, complicated story.
And does it work then doing such a hard-hitting story with puppets?
The short answer is no.
No?
But you know, it's not without merit. The puppets and masks are very evocative of the characters they depict. The use of shadow and light creates many arresting images. Some of the storytelling is chilling, as one would expect from a Dickens novel.
And I'm detecting here a but.
You know me so well.
Yes,
you know,
there is a but coming.
You know, you're right. There's a but. Chris Earle's adaptation is too unwieldy. There was some struggling with remembering lines last night on the opening. Hard Times was a favorite novel of Earle's late mother. He dedicates the performance to her. So I get a sense of the reverential about his adaptation, as if every word had to be there. Well, I've got news. It doesn't have to be there, and certainly not and the complicated constructions of his sentences. It could do with judicious, ruthless cutting. Also, while the puppets did evoke the various characters, it is hard to keep track of what puppet is who because they are inanimate objects and not bona fide actors with facial and physical variation. Actors clearly delineate characters. Puppets in this case don't. N.N. Rajaram is a fine actor and is wonderful in many parts, especially a recently fired, dejected man. But when he plays the bombastic Josiah Bounderby, his bellowing makes him unintelligible. It would have been helpful also for a list of characters and their relationships to be in the program. So, brave, you know, brave attempt. Bravo for them to attempt such a huge project. But I think a lot more thought is needed to do the story justice.
To do Dickens justice.
To do Dickens justice, yeah.
Lynn, thank you.
A pleasure.